Madame Duango, it is a great honor, you know, for me to thank Her Majesty Queen Aziza for gracing us with her visit to St. Anthony's College, University of Oxford. Duango, you have charmed us all. With your wit, with your passion and intellectual vigor, your examination of the Hukum Kanun Pahang, grounded in rich archival research and rigorous textual analysis, highlights the importance of reclaiming Pahang's place in constitutional history and the global maritime world. Yet, you have also brought to this hall the living tradition of oral history, and we kept talking about it in our roundtable discussion, from the stories of Chit Bida to the gold found on Galoch. We have all benefited immensely from your breadth of knowledge, not only on Pahang, but of the wider Malay kingdoms. Thank you very much for that. If that were not enough, you have transformed our high table dinner. You brought sambal, cornflakes, and kambilis. And it was most gratifying for me to see our warden enjoying ikan bilis and Professor Rogan going back for seconds to have sambal on his steak. So Tuanku, on behalf of my colleagues, myself, and everyone at St. Anthony's, thank you once again for honoring us with your presence. We hope this marks only the beginning of a lasting relationship, and we look forward to welcoming you back to St. Anthony's, for this is now your college. I now express my deepest gratitude to Perbadanan Museum Negeri Pahang, and in particular to its chairman, Datuk Muhammad Nizar bin Datuk Sri Muhammad Najib, our Shah Bandar. I think we're going to make it stick.
Harbour Master.
It's happening, I think. And his and his dedicated team, Dato' Farid as well, and for their support. And for the important work the museum has done to make this conference a reality. To see Museum Pahang's commitment to preserving our history and reasserting our place in the world by engaging in knowledge production that challenges colonial historiography. Something that Tuanku reiterated throughout the conference, something that we talked about throughout the conference. And these past 2 days have been an extraordinary intellectual journey for someone who doesn't really work on the Malay world. I work on the Middle East, I work on the Arab world, I work on religious networks of ulama. But to see the papers, the research papers that have brought together maps, manuscripts, and artifacts to illuminate maritime networks and to reframe Pahang's role in the broader tapestry of history. We are immensely grateful to our distinguished speakers, our commentators, our chairs for making this conference both stimulating and engaging. As I've said, I have so many people to thank. My heartfelt thanks also go to everyone at St. Anthony's College who worked tirelessly behind the scenes to make this event a success. Our team at the Porter's Lodge, the domestic bursary, including the steward and his team, our chef and his team, the housekeeping and accounts teams, as well as our IT and communication staff. I would also like to thank our volunteers who provided invaluable assistance with registration and technical support throughout the event. As Rowena and I said that, of course, absolutely, with the Gen Z, they're the ones who are actually saving and rescuing the conference. I'm especially grateful to our wonderful administrator, Jenny Williams, and to Caroline Davis. Caroline, who's a program manager for the Contemporary Islamic Studies program, for their exceptional work in coordinating every aspect of this conference from our side. Caroline and Jenny, thank you both for your efficiency and dedication. You have been remarkable. Last but not, certainly not least, I know she told me many times not to thank her, but I have to do it. I think we all want to do it. My deepest appreciation goes to Dr. Rowena Raza.
Yes.
I must say, the driving force behind this conference, from its conception to its planning and execution, Dr. Rowena has worked tirelessly to make this vision a reality. Thank you, Rowena. It has been an absolute pleasure working with you, and you are truly the pride of all of us. I will end, being a Malaysian, I've asked my brother to create a pantun for me. Oh. I will end with a pantun. Bunga seroja mekar berseri, harum semerbak di pagi hari. Sampai di sini ucapan diberi, terima kasih semua. Jumpa lagi.
It's a joy to be in front of you again. I have the honor of saying a few words to launch this enterprise. And I feel, as we've come to the end of the conference, that something very important has taken place. I would, of course, echo the thanks that my colleague Rehan has given to each and every one of you for the role that you have played in making this workshop happen. I would certainly wish to stress my admiration for each and every one of you who presented your research. I regret the sessions that I missed today due to my teaching commitments. I made every single presentation yesterday except for the one on piracy, and I hope I can get a copy because I was really curious about the subject and the way it overlaps with areas of interest in the rest of our Middle East Center world. But truly, the quality of the work that you brought to Oxford has engraved on all of our intellectual imaginations the importance of the study of Pahang, Malaysia, the archipelago, Southeast Asia. I reflected on the way in which holding this meeting at the Middle East Center was an extension beyond where we normally go in what my illustrious friend, Dean, Professor, Dr. Aman Khazad, I could go on, but discretion will have me stop with those titles, had to say about comfort zones. We were, as a Middle East Center, just beginning to dip our toes into the Indian Ocean as it stretches between the continents of Africa and the subcontinent of Asia, the South Asia. But I feel that with our meeting this week, we have really seen that the area of influence and exchange between culture, religion, thought, people, trade, goes well beyond the western reaches of the Indian Ocean. That the sea truly does connect us all. Perhaps all waterways really do lead to Pahang. And that we see the relevance, the fascination, the entrance, the importance that we should attach to linking the areas that we have been studying as part of the Arabian Peninsula, the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, the Mediterranean, the world's familiar to us, to reach out across the seas, to grasp your hands, to learn from your deep knowledge, and to see where the connectivities of the sea bind us all together in such important ways that it is absurd for us not to be teaching and studying Malaysia, Southeast Asia, as an integral part of what we do here. So what I would say is that through your example, you have reminded my colleagues in St. Anthony's College and in the Middle East Center that we have a mission to develop our engagement with Southeast Asia in general and Malaysia in particularly. And the exciting thing is, through this conference, we have revealed we have a partner. Your Majesty, I heard you. This is not to be a one-off. This is something that must persist.
Work with university as well. You can work with the Islamic, International Islamic University as well.
So I think perhaps one first step would be for us to actually visit Malaysia, to make that connection real, and with our ambassadors of goodwill, Rowena, Rehan, the work has already started. And I would say one more word of praise for you, Your Majesty. You're tired of our praising you, and I don't blame you because it's embarrassing.
All praises to Allah.
And in addition to his servants. And I will say that you have shown a curiosity for every aspect of what was discussed over these 2 days. Your unwillingness to break for even a moment of the proceedings has reinforced why everything that our researchers have covered in the course of our conference is so interesting and so important. And you demonstrated that because you really never tired in your excitement and interest and enthusiasm for what's going on. Your energy has gone far beyond my own, I promise you. So as we bring this meeting to a close, and I won't be the last one to speak, I will yield the floor before we close the session. I want to thank you all for reminding us of the centrality of your country and of your region to the study of the world, which this college has always prided itself on. And this college, you'll find you're pushing on an open door. We are enthusiastically embracing what you do. We wish to learn from you and bring it back to Oxford, for what we've achieved in the 2 days is truly what has always been the very best in Oxford, which is when we are able to bring the world to Oxford, to share and exchange knowledge and wisdom, so that we may learn from you, and that you may take some things away from us. And if we can exchange in this mutually respectful, mutually beneficial way, we are truly doing global studies in the way that brings benefit to us all. Mm-hmm. So I wish to congratulate you. I wish to thank you on behalf of the Middle East Center, mm-hmm. and of St. Anthony's College, and of the University of Oxford. You have brought shining light to our communities, and we are grateful. Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and a very good evening. Our Jamshid, our Queen Aziza, our beloved Queen. It's truly an honor to be here. I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe we just concluded an international workshop here in Oxford, St. Anthony's College. What a real honor it is, and I thoroughly enjoyed the intellectual discourse involving some of the best minds in maritime history. I think my IQ has gone up a few notches after mingling with a number of learned professors in the last couple of days. And this workshop is truly, you can say that history has truly been made. First of all, really proud of our Queen for delivering a lecture in St. Anthony's, Oxford, particularly on Hukum Kanun Faham. And Her Majesty has established herself as an authority on Hukum Kanun Faham. Even if we were to ask ChatGPT and DeepSeek, they will struggle to give us good answers about Hukum Kanun Faham. And incidentally, Her Majesty's initials are AI. So she really knows what she's talking about. I hope Professor Murad can give our Sovereign Queen good marks in her coming master's exam in view of a great display, shining example to us all. It's also another first for the Museum of Pahang, whereby this is our first international seminar outside of Pahang. We've never done this before, so I'm really chuffed about it personally. And I'm also blown away by the amount of research and material on Pahang and its maritime history. There's just so much body of knowledge out there. It's unbelievable, and it's all untapped. You know, things we've never heard of: Pahang and spices, Pahang and pirates, and God knows what else.
Pahang and AI.
Pahang and AI, yes, yes, don't go. Got about that. Yeah. You also made the connection with Persia in Hukum Kanun Faham. I didn't see that one coming, so it's incredible. I'd like to think we've filled the gap to a certain extent in terms of our contribution to Southeast Asian history, and it really makes me proud to be someone from Pahang and from Malaysia. In addition, on behalf of the Museum of Pahang, we're also proud of our young curators, namely Muhammad, Nurul Hamisa and also Amru. Prior to this, they were giving a lot of seminars and lectures in Malaysia, particularly within the confines of Pahang State. Now I tell them they're international players now. You are speaking to a global audience. So I hope the museum... of Pahang can continue to give you the space and the platform to grow and develop and take us to greater heights in the future, inshallah. And I would also like to issue an open invitation to everyone here, particularly those from outside of Malaysia. Now that you know about Pahang, there is no excuse. You must visit us in Pahang. You must visit our Museum Sultan Abu Bakar, our Museum of Contemporary Arts, and our upcoming Museum Pulau Beram, our Maritime Museum, which is due to be launched next year.
So and next year we're celebrating our 50th year. 50. Next year the museum will be 50 years.
So 50 old. Years. 50 years for the museum, yes, yes. A very good excuse indeed. Next year. Incidentally, next year will be Tuanku's 40th anniversary of a wedding. Two more reasons to come to Pahang next year, so don't miss the boat.
But I'm only 35.
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm at discount for 5 years. And also, I can't help but say special thanks to Dr. Rowena for helping us put together this wonderful workshop and putting Pahang on the global stage, global map. I don't know what you said to all the professors. They've all gone wild about Pahang, finding stuff we didn't know. I hope they didn't go digging coins at Pahang River just to show us some pictures. But it's truly remarkable indeed. And thank you to the Museum Pahang team, led by Dato' Farid, Wan Hayati, and everyone. Special thanks for making it happen, for working hard to piece together this workshop. And thanks a lot to Oxford University, in particular Professor Raihan Zainal and Professor Eugene Rogan for letting us use this venue, for making us feel very welcome, so much at home. You'll forgive us for taking over the spice tray on the high table. And last but not least, I would like to extend my sincere appreciation and gratitude to our royal patron, Tuanku Queen Azizah. Please give her inspiration. She's encouraged us to go international, to be the best we can be. And I'll tell you a story. If not for Tuanku Azizah, I think our weaving industry would have died a silent death a long time ago. We were left with 12 weavers, but thanks to her dedication, now we now have, I think,
400.
What was a dying art has now been given a new lease of life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tuanku is also going to start a village of hope, especially for prisoners who have learned the trade. Mm-hmm. Once they've finished with their prison sentence, they can go to this new village and continue working on weaving, traditional Pahang weaving. To give us a turn of applause. Second chance when there isn't any. So it's a real inspiration and a true story. So I really hope we can do this again. I'm so excited. So I hope, to quote, I think it's Churchill, right? I hope it's just the end of the beginning rather than the beginning of the end. Yeah. With Dr. Rowena, we'll find a good excuse to do it.
Behind the sauces.
Behind the sauces this time, yeah. We'll check that one out. Yeah. So you're welcome to dig for more sauces in Pahang. We can guide you to the rivers, you want to find coins, you want to dig for
the gold.
You have to find gold in Lipes or out, you're more than welcome to do so. Whatever you can do to make sure that our local source is rich, we have a lot of tacit knowledge out there which has not been documented, really untapped. There's Datuk Sri Wan there, living encyclopedia. Mm. We should plug you to some computer and download sources so that we our source
copy. I said from her, what did I say, Baba? I said because it's secluded.
Isolated.
That nobody ever bothered to study us. Mm. It was when I started my master's course. I said it's isolated. Nobody was interested in that.
Yeah. I don't think we're isolated anymore, don't we? after this seminar, thanks to you.
Yeah, you're global.
Yeah, we're global now, right? I like to think so too. So once again, thank you very much again, and I hope to see you next year in Pahang. Terima kasih.